KSRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The House approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies after months of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Speaker Mike Johnson explains why he supported the package despite its lengthy deliberation.
This is an important matter. I think it's timely. I think you've heard from leaders around the world, including in Ukraine, that this is being done on a timely basis, and the House had to have the time to deliberate and do this in the right manner.
But the bill's not sitting well with some in the GOP who are seeking to oust Johnson like they did former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
As I've said many times, I don't walk around this building being worried about a motion to vacate. I have to do my job. We did. I've done here what I believe to be the right thing, and that is to allow the House to work its will. And as I've said, you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
Some Republicans say money and effort should be spent on our own borders before we send billions to secure others. Also at SRNnews.com, some Alaska National Guard staffing changes are on hold, at least for now, due to national security and civilian safety concerns.
The Guard is delaying any changes until at least September 2025. Alaska Guard leaders say the planned status change of 80 highly paid staff members to technicians would have jeopardized their ability to monitor for ballistic missile launches, refuel U.S. and Canadian fighter jets who escort Russian bombers that get too close to North America, and would hinder civilian rescues in the nation's most remote state. Last year, the Guard conducted 159 rescues, many in Alaska Native communities that have no roads and no air service during violent storms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Members of the jury home for the weekend after failing to reach a verdict Friday in the trial of a 75-year-old Arizona rancher accused of fatally shooting an illegal alien on his property. This is SRN News. Planet Fitness in the negative spotlight again.
The nationwide gym franchise has embraced transgenderism, throwing open its women's locker rooms to men and canceling the memberships of anyone who complains. But the police had to get involved this month at the Planet Fitness in Gastonia, North Carolina, when a man disrobed in the women's locker room and started harassing people. A similar thing happened at a Planet Fitness in Alaska. Some are calling for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. According to new federal regulations, workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with bipartisan congressional support in 2022, but sparked controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. This is SRN News. A computer chip factory coming to Texas.
The Biden administration will provide up to $6.4 billion in direct funding for Samsung Electronics to develop a computer chip manufacturing and research cluster in Taylor, Texas. The funding is part of a total investment that, with private money, is expected to exceed $40 billion. The government support comes from the Chips and Science Act. President Biden signed the act into law in 2022 with the goal of reviving the production of advanced computer chips domestically. John Scott reporting.
The hotel featured in Stanley Kubrick's 1980 hit The Shining will reopen to guests on Sunday after a fire that prompted evacuations but caused only minimal damage. The historic Timberline Lodge in Oregon says embers from the large stone fireplace apparently ignited the roof Thursday night. No injuries were reported. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.